We got new beats. We got new beats. What is up, internet? It is. We got new beats for episode 4. It is episode 4, right?
It is episode 4.
Indeed, episode 4. Welcome. We're getting retweets. Yes! I am your pal. What were you going to say? We're getting retweets. All right. I am your pal, Guy Jackson. And I've got my... And we got a soundboard. Because why the fuck not? And do not forget, with us as always...
Hey, look at that. There's a guy on the screen now. Look at that. Who's retweeting.
He's retweeting. This is your intro, by the way.
A certain podcast. It is my intro. Hey, guys. It's nice to finally have a face to the name. That's the word. Yeah, that's the right. Face to the name. I like that.
Face to the
How
name?
How is everybody? Bumble, I know Bumble's here for sure. How is everybody else?
I think everyone's doing good, and I'm glad to have you because, fine, sir, you have.
Balls of steel.
Because I've got what?
Balls of steel.
You're not hearing that? Right.
I'm hearing some right.
Balls of steel. Balls of steel. Balls of steel.
Is that better? Are we making it work now? Okay, that's better.
Doesn't make balls of steel.
All right. Now one unfortunate thing is tonight. I don't know how to say this.
Our
Rye,
boy toast.
Our boy Deuce Toast. He has a tickle in his throat. And I think it might be a cold or maybe a little bit of,
balls of steel.
That got too close.
Oh my God.
But unfortunately. Yeah,
he's had the old death as of late. And, I hope our boy feels better soon, but it's been a rough go not having him around.
He's been straight up wrecked, the poor guy. So hopefully next week we'll get him back, hopefully. And we can get this podcast back on track. But fingers crossed, I love that. So Rye, first things first, and we have to address this, okay? Look in the podcast eye. Look everyone in the eye. Take your hand down.
Hello,
take your hand down. Look at this fucking legendary beard my boy Rye is rocking. All right. For those of you who are listening, go to YouTube, come to my channel with Guy TV, and you have to just admire this amazing piece of work. That's bottom line. Can't say anything better than so. Like, tell me how the fuck long did it take for you to acquire such a skill set of beard growth?
Well, I've been growing the beard for about 4 years. And there's been obviously some trims in between there, but it's shampoo and conditioner every 2 days. I put some argan-based oil into it most every day if I can, and that just kind of keeps the skin healthy and helps with growth and thickness, which obviously we're after when we're growing a beard like this. And I have to say, it's become a bit of a staple of my personality. And a kind of an identification piece for me.
Wow.
It's quite nice.
And it's pretty clear that...
probably teach you a few things.
Rye's giving us the beard tutorial. And I mean, I get on my stream, I always tell people tell me, oh, good looking beard you got there, Jackson. But I keep mine tight. I keep mine pretty short, right? Right? And just...
Like a tiger.
Very tight, very tight. Iceman, I see you in chat. It's good to have you, bro. But I'm glad we finally got a face reveal out of you, Rye. It's looking good.
Thank you, buddy.
So this podcast, oh my God. So first off, I know we talked about this last time. We talked about Thor Ragnarok last episode and anticipation for it. And now I have seen it. I have seen Thor Ragnarok and when there's a movie and there's so much buildup for it and you're like, holy shit, this is going to be the be all end all motherfucking best movie of my entire life. You know, when you get that buildup in your head, then you go see that movie and then you're like, fuck, this just happened. I'm disappointed. You remember, you know, when that happens, when you build it up so much in your head and you go to the movie.
That was a bit of a recent thing, but yes,
I went to Thor ready for that, ready to just be disappointed. And I wasn't.
Which is good.
And I wasn't. Holy crap. Mark Ruffalo, friggin' what's his face? Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth. The two of them had an amazing dynamic together. And Hemsworth hasn't always been a comedic actor. And you see parts in the movie, and I'm sorry if you haven't seen it yet. I'm not going to spoil it for you. But you'll see parts in the movie where you're just like, okay, he's not a comedic actor, but no, he's keeping his chops up. Mark Ruffalo and them are bouncing off each other. And it was so good. And just seeing for once an actual legit story arc for the Hulk, because there's been, oh my god, my cat just attacked me in here. There's been the two solo Hulk movies, which have gone down in flames. They've been horrible representations of Hulk, and they keep rebooting it because they couldn't get it right. You finally see a storyline with Hulk and you can appreciate it. And what's really cool is they've even kind of hinted at the fact that over the next three major features that the Hulk is going to be in, they're going to do major story arcs for the Hulk to kind of make up for the fact that there isn't a standalone film. So I'm excited about that. I think that's fucking cool coming up from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
There's a lot of seemingly good stuff in the pipeline. I know there's like what was the new Justice League right around the corner as well.
Justice League is too, but then we're treading into DC, which I'm also a major fan of DC, but not necessarily a cinematic universe.
Not so much. Why is that?
Okay, well let's take it back a notch. So if we're going to talk about the DC cinematic universe, back to Man of Steel, which has been critically panned as a movie that is not an accurate representation of Superman. Cinematically, it's a gorgeous movie, but when you start seeing Ryan's being a bit quiet, no, Ryan's not being quiet. You know what? Maybe I can turn him up on Discord a bit. One sec.
I'm a bit quiet. My mic's
shit, that's loud. Just... That's loud. I fucking did it. It's all good. But when it comes to Man of Steel, the beginning of the film was very reminiscent of the original Superman, Keanu Reeves. They're giving you the story arc, but then you kind of see him take a turn where he's not sure of himself. He's not that holy, true hero that he's always born and bred and represented in comics. And at the end, also taking Zod's life, snapping his neck, right? That, and I mean, that has been talked for years about just being a ridiculous move that shouldn't have taken place, because that is not something Superman would ever do in the comics.
Well, never, man. That's like his, but that's Superman's whole thing, is that he would never kill anybody. Even like, it's, I know, it's kind of funny, like, The one thing that stands out to me a little bit with even Superman is it's been so definitely like he will debilitate anybody, but he will never kill them. And like even in the one Mortal Kombat game that he's in, he's got heroic brutality, not even a fatality.
Yeah, and that's because that's Superman. That's what Superman is supposed to be.
I know.
And Iceman's shouting out your tasty rye bread beard. In chat, he's
tasty.
You're tasty, tasty rye bread.
You know what? Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, my friend.
That's what the podcast. This, we might as well not talk about anything other than your beard this entire podcast. Fair enough. Maybe we'll keep talking about the DC stuff. Man of Steel. Man of Steel was a starting point that wasn't taken very well, but had potential. So a lot of people grew on that. Then when it comes to Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, / longest title of a film in history, the darkest, broodiest, storylineless freaking movie I've seen in a long time. You sit through it for 2.5 hours waiting for something to happen, and then at the climax is the boiling point came out of like freaking nowhere. It was ridiculous.
Well, I found that response to that movie was kind of down the middle. It's like half the people felt that way and half the people really enjoyed it. Like, weird.
Yeah, and it's
yeah, interesting.
But when you talk about the, like, Marvel movies that come out, you never see, don't get me wrong, there's some people that go, no, this is not a, you know, it's not portraying the character properly, didn't quite enjoy it, but you never see that definitive, like, 50-50, like, the fuck happened versus I love it, right? And
right, of course.
In general, when you're talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the people that are true Marvel fans that follow the storylines, they tend to appreciate the movies and feel they're more comic accurate, especially considering like Spider-Man Homecoming that just came out. That is considered a very, very comic accurate character representation that they haven't seen in the last two kind of iterations of Spider-Man. So when you talk about how Marvel's been handling it versus DC, you don't see that divide in the viewer base compared to Marvel.
See, the Spider-Man movie, I'm very excited for, because I've been out of the loop with Spider-Man for a long time, and like, as a casual fan, I kind of want to see an exciting Spider-Man movie, something that's going to get me captivated again.
Well, have you not seen Homecoming yet?
I haven't seen Homecoming yet.
Oh my god, it's on Netflix right now, bro. It's on Netflix.
Wow, and I even have an account.
You are so fucking, oh my god, you're so far behind. Okay, well, even if we're talking about freaking Spider-Man, the new representation of Spider-Man, he's right on. And why can't I think of the actor's name that's playing him? Oh my god, I can think of Tobey Maguire or the Man of a Million Faces, where he's I'm sad and blah blah blah, where he's the most emo Spider-Man on earth. And then in the ultimate in the second Spider-Man reboot, where they had it close but still was too trendy, like, oh, I'm gonna have to Google this. Oh my god. See, this is what happens. Tom Holland, there you go. Tom Holland. There you go. I mean, he's a relatively new guy to the acting world, or at least the AAA kind of high-end tier of movies. He does an amazing job playing Spider-Man.
You know what I find so funny with the community? Whenever there's a new guy in the role, mm-hmm. it splits the community. It's so funny. Like, there's a new guy, like, it's always going to happen this way. There's always going to be, you know, there's how many Bonds have there been? You know what I mean? Like, why is everyone surprised there's a new Spider-Man after
years? In franchises like that, people like those actors go down in history and are remembered for what they're doing in those roles, right? And you definitely see Marvel making that impact. You saw an impact like that when you take it back for DC, if we're going on the other side. You see that back when Nolan did the Dark Knight trilogy. That's something that'll never be forgotten. It's often considered one of the best goddamn trilogies in a comic book genre that has ever been created, let alone some of the best acting ever, because just oh my god the movies were amazing. It's so hard to see the reins of that being taken over by Zack Snyder and being in a lot of people's minds like mismanaged. Completely. Yeah, so I don't know.
I think that's a fair thing to say. Mismanaged is the right word for it, I think.
Yeah, and like, don't get me wrong, the films that they're putting out, they're complete films. They got the story down. It's just there is some heart missing from the movies, and you definitely saw that in Dawn of Justice. Like, I could not connect I couldn't connect with Ben Affleck. I couldn't connect with Carvel. Is that his name? Whatever. Blaine, right?
Yeah.
And not to mention freaking Lex Luthor's representation in that movie by Jesse Eisenberg, right? Like, don't get me wrong, go take a stab at being creative with a character, but holy shit, you can't go that far off the freaking reservation with a character and go absolutely like bonkers with him. He started playing more of a Jim Carrey, like, remember Jim Carrey back playing the Riddler?
I do remember, of course, the best one.
Those mannerisms were like taken on by Jesse Eisenberg and did not fit in that film at all. And it was just, oh.
Well, and especially a character like Lex Luthor, it's funny to say it, but it's completely like almost a sensitive role. You got to get the right guy to play the villain, and they didn't. They got the wrong guy.
And in the reboot of Superman Returns, when they had Kevin Spacey in there, and I know Kevin Spacey is kind of a hot topic in his own right right now, but I think Kevin Spacey did a pretty decent job playing Lex Luthor, because he added a little bit of flair to the character in terms of not being like just gruff and still a little bit zany. But at the same time, like, you see that creepy, fucking maniacal, brilliant side come out as acting as well, which I thought was...
See, right there. There's the Jesse Eisenberg wrong guy, Kevin Spacey right guy.
Yeah. Perfect. And Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey being the right guy, that's... There's just so... In cinema right now, it's... The whole friggin' Hollywood is just turned on its head with this... like rape allegations and like the Weinberg company and stuff like that. Just it's
Weinstein.
Sorry. There we go. Yeah. Fuck. I should get that shit right. But yeah, the allegations coming out, and it's literally, holy crap. Media just turned on its head. And
the whole like industry's been turned on its head essentially.
And some of the actors, the way they respond to it, because like Quentin Tarantino, for example, has exclusively done all of his stuff through Weinstein and Miramax, their parent, their co-company, right? And even Tarantino shopping his new script around and saying, no, I got my ninth film coming out and I am not going to be doing it in here because of everything that's come to light, because of the media, things that, you know, they're distancing themselves from relationships that have they've been building over like the last like 20, 30 years.
It's going to be it's going to be interesting to see what happens with these guys now, because like, who is it now? Jeremy Piven. There's been a number of guys that have been named now. It's going to be interesting to see. Like Netflix pulled Kevin Spacey's House of Cards like that.
Yeah, and Kevin Spacey's the executive producer on that. So, I mean, he has so much pull in that show, and just for it to halt production because of this, that's insane.
Netflix is like, nah, you don't understand. Like, I guess. I think the whole thing is completely fucking crazy, but... It's also not my place to necessarily say what is and what isn't okay.
Well, you know, absolutely crazy, but understandable at the same time.
Yeah, completely understandable at the same time. Listen, if he did what the allegations are accusing him of doing, then listen, that's a problem, and he needs to be reprimanded for that. And that, unfortunately, especially in 2017, costs you your career. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it is.
No, 100%. That's what Barry's career is. And... Like, once again, just seeing people distance themselves. Like, I even heard, like, Kevin Smith and Ben Affleck, for example, they're taking all of their proceeds, their residual income that they're getting from Miramax films. And once again, that's something that, like, Kevin Smith, with Mallrats, Chasing Amy, all of his early work that he did, that was all produced through Miramax and through Weinstein. And all of the proceeds he's getting, residuals from that, he's putting towards women in film. He's taking 100% of the proceeds, and so is Ben Affleck, right? So just seeing people not only distance but be vocal about it, and like taking those situations and making a positive out of it as they distance themselves, like that's pretty freaking classy.
I completely agree with that. And then it's nice to see that a couple of guys that are well-known names are making that contribution too, because it speaks to... You know, listen, we understand that we're in the industry and it's wrong, but, you know, here's what we can do to try and help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it speaks volumes to the characters. It's absolutely insane.
It certainly does. Of course
it does. That took a
quick... It's sad that all this stuff has to come out and all this stuff has to happen. And I mean, I completely believe a lot of it is true, for power reasons or for whatever other reasons there might be, but...
Well, when people think they'll get away with something, they nothing's stopping them.
One bearded gentleman's opinion.
But I mean, the time for this to break out, I mean, women in film and that push of equal rights, especially in the film industry, has never been stronger. Like, you look at jumping back into the comic book realm, we're talking about Wonder Woman and how well received that was, and how it was so like praised because it was such a woman-driven film. You're seeing Gal Gadot in that power role and nailing it and doing such a good job, and actually being, because Wonder Woman throughout the years has been considered on both sides of the spectrum, like a sex symbol and skanky and clad, and other representations where she is like feminist, hitting hard, women role. Like, you've seen both sides of the coin, and you see what Gal has pulled off in this film and the direction it took. Like, that's a huge step for not only women in lead roles, but you're just seeing the comic book world saying, okay, let's bring these characters to light because they have such amazing story arcs we can bring into these universes.
It's so sad that we have to talk about this. Like, this is also like relevant right now and so in the media, and you know this really, it's a real hot talking point, is like just these atrocities and these terrible things. And it's good to see there's at least some positives being taken from it, like the things that have been mentioned today. It, you know, gives you a little bit of faith in humanity, at least.
Well, 100%. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Like, this is the boiling point, but things don't get better till they hit rock bottom, right? And it's definitely looking rock bottom, and this is where everyone can recover, figure out where they stand on the line, and who has to go, who has to stay, and move forward with it. And I think it's unbelievable to watch, and just great to think of that's the next step.
Well, yeah. Hey, listen, it's all positive, right? Is there anything? Just to kind of move away from, you know, as much fun as it is to talk about rape allegations.
Jesus Christ! What? Like, you don't want to talk about fucking rape allegations?
Oh, man.
Oh my God. Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, moving on. No, fair enough. I get moving that. On. We hit the nail on the head. I think we figured that out there. So comics? So. Comic book movies? Thor? Like comic Thor movies, was yeah. good?
I haven't seen Thor yet. Did you enjoy it?
I know, I love
out
Thor.
Out of 10. Give me out of 10. Give me a five-word review.
Five-word review? Oh shit. Oh my God. That's on the spot. I thought you were going to ask me to like give you right? a rating on it.
Well, and a rating and a star number.
Oh my God. This is Thor fucking rocks without hammers. There we go. How's that?
Thor rocks without hammers.
Thor brings the fucking thunder. Boom.
Nicely done.
I got to swear in between, though, to make sure I could bring it to five. Like, shit fuck gone so good. Like, I don't know. Just put that in there.
It's a sentence enhancer. That's all it is.
Yeah, I got to count it off, though, when I'm doing that, right?
Hey, can the Maple Leafs break my heart? There's a minute left in the game.
There's a minute left. I'm glad you got focused on here. I'm glad you got your priority straight.
I have my pretty straight. Listen, as a two monitor guy, I'm a multitasker. I'm a professional.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a sacred ritual to watch this fucking hockey games.
Okay. Well, hey, I got a plan. Okay. Are you ready for this? This is our new segment.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the new segment?
I'm ready for the new segment.
Are you ready? We're doing the new segment right now. Okay. I am so not prepared for this, but we're going to do it on the fly. Are you ready?
I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for Sports with Rye. There, it's all you, my friend.
Sports with me. Not a whole lot going on in the National Hockey League tonight. The Leafs have about a minute and change left of just taking a beating in their own zone to see if they can survive and maybe hit the empty net. And if they can win, it'd be great. If they cannot, you know, it'd be upsetting, and you know, my heart would be broken again. But c'est la vie in Toronto sports. Back to you, Mr. Jackson.
No, I'm not done with you yet. How is baseball treating you, sir?
Baseball's long over, and I'm happy because the Jays.
See, that's how much I pay attention to sports. When the Jays dropped because my wife bleeds blue. Oh my God, I got to crack so much wise. I'm going back to you again.
You're going back to me again. Oh, look at that. Look at that beard on the screen, eh? Check that out. That's
gotta,
not too bad.
You got to come up with more talk, more sports. Your segment's got 2 minutes left.
Oh, the CFL is coming to a head, right?
Oh, fuck. No one wants to talk about the CFL. Fuck that. Okay, everyone. That was Sports with Roy. Yeah. Fuck. I am proud of you, sir. I'm proud of you.
It's good. Hey, scores. There you go. Woo.
There we go.
We'll take it.
Oh, not bad. Not bad at all. So there's your first solo segment, my friend.
I thought that went well.
Total on the fly. So what else would you like to talk about this week? I think I jumped right into the cinematic thing, and that took like half an hour of the podcast to get through. So I can't deprive you. It has been half an hour, my friend.
Really?
Yeah. Time flies when you talk about rape allegations.
Oh man. it certainly does.
That better not become a t-shirt on my on my Teespring account.
Time flies. If you can't, you physically can't have that come out as an actual t-shirt.
No, that would be bad. That would
I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, I know at some point what are we going to do about our man Deus Toast?
Deuce Toast. We can talk 15 minutes from there.
Well, no, I what I want to talk about, because I know you put out a message earlier, and I want to kind of talk to you a little bit, my friend, about the changes you are thinking about making to this year channel.
The changes I'm thinking about making to my Twitch channel. That's yeah. Okay. Oh wow, that's put me on the spot. Why don't you? In all honesty, when it comes to Twitch and streaming, it's a and I don't know if this is the same with other streaming services, because I haven't really dove into it. But I guess I should also explain a bit of my background on the media production, because I used to run a YouTube channel, which then turned into a YouTube network through the Freedom Network. And this was back in the heyday where sub networks were totally cool. You do whatever you like. And we had up to we capped out at 1,200 YouTube channels, and we were doing 1 million monthly views combined between all the channels. So and I was getting a little kind of residual. I was managing all the channels, managing that, and in a crazy turn of events, YouTube decided overnight to say, nope, we're done doing sub networks. We're going to stick to the main core, the guys that basically gave us the rights to run the sub networks. Everything got absorbed into them. So overnight, all of a sudden, my YouTube career was done. It was
just like that. Wow.
So that's when I foyered into
the rock from under you.
Yeah, it was, and that's why I took a little break. Then I still was into I was still hardcore gaming at the time, and then I jumped into Twitch. But what I find with Twitch is a very saturated market, and I'm no MLG player. I mean, half the people that come and watch me, because they know I'm gonna fuck around, I'm gonna die, and we laugh about it and have a good time. But At the core, I'm more of a media production guy. I love doing the podcast. I love doing videos. And I'm thinking that's where my focus is going to start transitioning into.
Well, I know you and I have talked about kind of personally, the two of us. And I know there's got to be... As long as you feel like you're being productive, I think the Toast Man and I think support that decision wholeheartedly. Not to say that there won't be gaming around here. Because,
oh, I mean, hell yeah. No, there's going to be some gaming. There's going to be some gaming.
As degenerates, that's what we do. But,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of a nice step back, I think. And we want to focus on a nice product for you fine folks here.
In both the media, in both audio and video. So don't forget to go to youtube.com/withguyTV for the video uploads of the episodes. You can go to withguyTV on YouTube. You can go to withguyTV on Twitter. You can go to withguyTV on Twitch. I am whoring myself out right now.
Oh, and you can even find us on the old Google Play Music there and the old iTunes. If you take a look, you can find us there too.
And don't forget to join our Discord community. This is just our rolling ads. I'm just reading them as we go.
Yeah, and by the way, those ads by the blood, sweat, and tears of Guy Jackson.
They're pretty seductive. But yeah, I'm thinking we're definitely going to be seeing a transition into, with Guy TV, focusing more on the podcast, focusing more on content creation. And this is going to be like the stepping stone for it, because in all honesty, 110%, I enjoy doing the podcast and creating more than just recording myself playing games, because it is a very saturated market. And at the end of the day, I don't necessarily feel like I'm adding anything new to that genre. Whereas even with a podcast, once again, you can't even, I mean, podcasting itself is still a very saturated market, but I feel like I can bring more to that market than I can to, you know, to the gaming scene. So you definitely start seeing a transition over there and seeing if we can build a community based around that. So
that's exactly right. I like the sound of that. I'm personally happy to be on board. I'm a big fan of this format and how things have kind of started to roll a little bit. And it's nice to see that even with two of us,
we can still make it through a freaking podcast. Oh man. So yeah, that's what I say going forward, guys. Look forward to more podcasts. What we're going to do as well is we're going to have our Patreon channel, our Patreon site set up, and we're going to try to figure out some rewards, like maybe Patreon, like our supporters having a support only chat. So then that's the only people that we're chatting to during the live streams, giving them advance notice when we're going to record, a whole bunch of things like that. But, I mean, in all honesty, the podcast is very much so in its infancy, and, we're just happy to be able to put out episodes and go from there.
That's exactly right. And now we've been through four now, and it's working. I feel even the two of us, we've got a little bit of a chemistry going on there, and I really hope we can get a healthy Deus Toast on here once in a while, because this is supposed to be the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, well, you know what, maybe if we just get him excited the right way. Get him ready.
I'm ready, Eddie.
Or an accident could occur. We may never see him again.
since, as I'm looking around me for an eye, since we were talking about comic books and such, should I show the wall of my
oh shame? My god, how do we forget the fucking wall? Holy shit, you showed me that last night and I had a semi the moment I seen it. I couldn't stand up for a little bit after seeing that. Rye, I'm gonna go, well, fuck, let's full screen you again, bro. You go over and you hit that wall right. Let's see it.
Yeah, full screen me up, my dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to find a good fucking build up for this here. No, so that's a horrible. Just, here we go. Close up that.
I'm waiting for my screen here first. There we go. So here we go. So you've got 80.
This is insane. Insane.
All different genres and places. Some exclusive, like the Bath Time Deadpool there, and some Harley Quinn. But yeah. God.
Slow it down. Pause on it. Slow it down. Slow it down. Embrace this. Holy fuck. I am so impressed by this collection. The Ninja Turtle, just the full bore right there. I'm a huge fucking Deadpool nut, so when I see that, I oh my god, I get hard. Whew. I'm impressed, bro. So for those of you, because I know if you're listening to the audio side, go and check out the YouTube channel with Guy TV. Take a look at fucking Rye Bread's wall of delicious pop figures. It's a good time. Sexiness required.
It is a good time.
All right.
It is a great time.
Well, after that, I don't think we can one-up that. So I am going to call this a night. How do you feel about that, fine sir?
I feel good. I feel, I got my face on the screen. Look at that. I'm a person. I do exist.
It's so good. All right, let's give some closing notes. Rye, what would you like to say to the adoring audience before we shut things down?
I want to just extend my thanks to everybody. Hit up With Guy TV on all the socials to find out updates about us lovely two gentlemen, and hopefully about a certain toasty gentleman as well. Thanks for coming out, and we'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat place.
Fuck, I love your outros, bro. I can't even top that up. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. I'm Guy Jackson, my bro, Rye Bread. I'm pointing the right direction on the webcam. Thank you, and we'll see you next week. I gotta find the button to end this. There it is.
You gotta find the button to end it, like, ASAP.
I think we did it.